Welcome to the Upper Mentality Podcast. My name is Taylor Staden, and I am the founder and lead consultant of Upper Mentality, where I actively train the minds of athletes from professional right down to youth sport to help them have more consistent high performances. Pre-game routines have to be one of the most common mental strategies that I see used across all sports with many different athletes. And they can be really helpful for many reasons. But first, in case you're not familiar, a pregame routine is just a set of things you like to do in preparation for a game. So pregame routines can start, honestly, days before. They can start the night before. They can start the morning of. They can start an hour before. It's all up to you. Now, when it comes to the value of pregame routines, there's a couple big hitting points here that I think are important. One is that pregame routines help you add an additional layer of preparation heading into your performance. And preparation is one of the few areas of our performance that we have a large amount of control over. And so that being said, we want to make sure we're preparing best we can leading up to a performance. And when you can go into a game or a performance and say to yourself that you've done everything you can to prepare for this moment, that can give you a big boost of confidence. Now, building on this, pregame routines are also helpful because they can be used to help you regulate your thoughts and feelings heading into a game. And so let's say you like to go into games feeling very calm, relaxed, you know, not thinking too much. Then ideally, you want to be doing things in your pregame routine that are going to help you be closer towards those thought patterns and feelings. Versus if you like to be very excited, energetic, loose, going into games, then your pregame routine is probably going to look different because now you're aiming for a different set of feelings. So now one thing too I will add to this is that when it comes to pregame routines, things don't always go as planned leading up to a performance. Things happen, maybe you're late to getting there, or there's a last minute meeting, or there's some sort of change. And so we want to be prepared to be flexible with our pregame routine as well. So what you want to do is you want to figure out and outline which are most important for you, like which parts of your pregame routine are most important for you versus which ones are nice to do, but they're not the most important. And you start to prioritize them. So if you're ever short on time, you're a lot more prepared to cut certain things out so you can stay on track and not be as thrown off. So my question for you would be, whether you realize it or not, do you have a pregame routine? And does it help you go into games feeling prepared, feeling the way you want to feel and thinking the way you want to think? And are you also prepared for the reality in the situations where things don't go as planned? Because like I mentioned, the reality of things is that things don't always go as planned. Now, if you or someone you know are tired of getting the same results and are motivated and ready to take your game to the next level, go check us out at uppermentality.ca. The link to my website can be found in the description of the podcast, so no need to scramble for a pen and paper or pause the podcast. Just simply go down into the description and it'll give you a direct link to get to where you need to go.